Hour number two here, WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, and you at 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a minute. That was Gerard Mayo talking about the plan for Drake May and how it's not been a secret. Nothing really seems to be a secret with this guy. Like, he's very transparent. He's kind of an open book, it seems like, especially as they continue to impress on the football field. I think that's going to get more and more apparent here that this guy doesn't have a whole lot of secrets. He doesn't have a lot of things he keeps very close to the vest. You ask him a question, he'll answer it, he'll think about it, and then he'll say, I don't know if I answered that question completely. Like, he was doing that today, and I was watching him going, man, this is very different. This is very different from the way things used to be. He answered an entire question. He stopped and he goes, did I answer the question? It's like, just imagine Belichick even having that thought, let alone saying it. Like, it's impossible to conceive of that. But
can you imagine Belichick caring whether he answered
exactly
the question?
I mean, the thought wouldn't even enter his mind. How do you think the Drake May plan is going so far? It's hard to really know, but we know that he's getting the extra reps. We know that they're treating him differently from most backups here. How would you grade its progress so far, Andy?
I mean, I don't know what you could really base that on. Incomplete, not applicable, whatever. But I will say, you gave your backup 30% of the reps, which is more than normal, the head coach admits, and you won the football game. So did the offense look out of sorts? Did Jacoby Brissett look ill-prepared? I would say no. If there was an ill-prepared nature to it, it was Alex Van Pelt admitting there were some things he wanted on his play sheet that he didn't have that he was going to fix this week. But I don't know that that has anything to do with the plan for Drake May. The one thing that just jumped out to me, because we talked about this, Evan Washburn had this report, it became clear, and then in addition to this, the way they're treating him when he's the scout team quarterback, not telling him what the defense is doing, he's not just showing a play, he's actually competing on a play on scout team. So I go back to this all the time, because this is my point of reference, is the original Bledsoe Brady, when Bill said, for the foreseeable future, Tom Brady's the quarterback because you can't get two quarterbacks ready. We did a disservice to Tom Brady when he lost to the Rams, right? Remember that?
Yes.
2001. Well, you probably might not remember it, but you've heard of it, the quotes. I don't know how closely you followed it at the time, but that makes me think. That week, when they did a disservice to Tom Brady, the starter, I wonder how many reps Drew Bledsoe got. For comparison, did he get 30% of the reps? Was it a 50-50 split? Was it 60-40? I can't imagine it was 50-50. So it's got, let's say it's at least 60-40.
That would have been in the dynasty if it was 50-50, I think.
Right. So it's getting closer to the 70-30 you're giving, and we're saying, well, the passing game, I wonder if it can do its job if it needs to. Well, I don't know. Is it getting the reps it needs to prepare for Jacoby Brissett? And do you care? Because the answer might be, I don't care. We're trying to appease two goals here at the same time. But the next thing that I thought of is, well, if that guy's the better player, because you said that, if that guy is getting a decent amount of reps and we know he's the better passer, when do we start to see maybe opportunities for packages or Drake May coming in late in game? Because he's not ill-prepared.
Right.
He's getting 30% of the – he's getting a third of the reps.
Not like Jacoby Brissett is Taysom Hill or somebody who you got running around out there, who that's his main thing, and then you bring Drake May in the pack. Like, it's not – you know what I mean? Like, you'd be bringing in a quarterback to do what the first quarterback's doing, just better. You know, that's all it would really be.
So I just wonder, the 30%, does that leave the door open for sooner rather than later, not starting Drake May, but could we see spurts of Drake May, packages, situations? I don't know why you're making that face.
I didn't say a word.
You turn everything into...
I didn't say spurts of Drake May. That was you, Andy. That was not me, all right? So don't blame me for that.
Spurts of Drake May's play, not spurts from Drake May.
Whatever.
Spurts of his play.
You should make that clear next time.
Okay. Do you agree? Do you, like, 30% of the reps, is that enough to start thinking about, well, this guy's kind of ready for some of the plays. He's getting enough reps in practice that he could be ready, and I don't even know how those are divvied up. Maybe he's getting 30% reps in the passing portion of practice, more so than just handing off to Ramondre Stevens. And this intrigues me.
It intrigues me, too. I don't think that they're going to start suddenly giving him, the ball's on the 35-yard line and they bring in a package for Drake May. Like, I would imagine that it's going to start in blowouts, maybe. You know, like, they're up, you know, let's hope hope here that they're up a lot at the end of a game. You know,
oh,
like,
you meant them blowing somebody out?
Or getting blown out either way. I mean, we saw Tyrod Taylor in that Jets game, so, like, you know, we might see something like that. I doubt they're going to be blowing people out this year, but you never know. Stranger things have happened. At any rate, I'd imagine before you see him in a package like that, you'd see him in garbage time, right? Like, that's generally when the backup gets their first taste of the big leagues outside of injuries or other things like that. So that's
but
sort
the backup
of what I
doesn't
imagine.
Usually get the reps to
that's
be prepared.
True. That's
so
true.
You should feel better about your backup being ready to go, and your backup has different skills than your starter, has different ability, has different.
Agreed.
So I just wonder if that seeps its way almost just naturally. Let's just say Jacoby Brissett still wins this week and they go 2-0. But you're seeing on the practice field, Drake May looks pretty good. He looks pretty comfortable. Boy, he does make some throws that really make you realize why we took him with the number 3 overall pick in the mm-hmm. draft. He doesn't look overwhelmed by any of this. He's prepared for 2 weeks. Why don't we put him in there?
I mean,
why don't we give him a series?
You're singing my song right now, Andy, but the question is, if they keep winning, do they keep giving him these reps? Like, if Jacoby Brissett is able to go out there and win games with this team, and they know that they're going to have to eventually expand the passing game. Let's assume they win similar to how they won in week one this week, if they even win at all, which I don't think they will, but just hypothetically here. Then do you continue with it? Do you continue down this road? Or
yes.
do you eventually say, okay, we're better than we thought we were. We're sticking with Brissett, and we need to start giving him all the reps now because this is what our offense is going to be.
So everybody's worried about stunting the growth of Drake May. That's why you couldn't play him, because the offensive line stinks. And
they're not that worried about it. I mean, they're actively doing it.
No. But I'm saying everybody didn't want to play him because they thought it could stunt his growth if he wasn't ready.
Right.
You don't think it would stunt his growth if you give him 30% of the reps in the first 3 weeks of practice and then decide, oh, by the way, now you're going back to 5% of the reps? That stunts his growth.
It might, but if you're considering a playoff run here, if that's something that they consider to be actively on the table, then that's a consideration you have to make.
Are pigs flying out of his bum too?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, I mean, we're considering a playoff run now?
Yeah, we are considering a playoff run. The Dolphins just lost their quarterback, and the Jets may not be anything. I mean, this is the way they have to start thinking about these things. If they go to 3-0, right? If they go to 3-0, they have to start
considering.
They're
not 2-0 yet.
I know, Andy. I'm saying
that was a quick jump to 3.
I'm saying,
holy
hypothetically,
crap.
If they get to 3-0, I don't think they're going to even win this weekend. But hypothetically, if they do, that's the way they have to start thinking about it, right? I mean, you can't tell me that a 3-0 team is going to be really that much more concerned about their backup quarterback. They have to start thinking about winning games going forward, not about developing their backup. That's not what the priority should be at that point, I don't think.
Yeah. You ever hear it, ain't broke, don't fix it? If I'm 3-0, why am I going to change things? And I just beat the Jets, a good defense with a good offense, so I made enough plays against that team. Why would I change it?
Because you want Jacoby Brissett to be out there getting the lion's share of the reps. This is something you were doing for the benefit of Drake May. Wouldn't you want to benefit now the guy who's proven he can win as a starter? I think that makes more sense, doesn't it?
No, I don't think it does, because they've gone this far, and they think Jacoby Brissett is capable of handling 70% of the reps. They also know that. So if he gets another 10% of the reps, how much better does Jacoby Brissett get? He's frickin' year 9. We know what he is. We know what the ceiling is. We know what the floor is. We know he is who he is. A few more reps on the practice field.
So why
the
give
scout
him any
team?
Reps at all then, Andy, if you know what he is? I mean, that's what you do.
Gotta
you go
get
out
him
and
ready,
practice, right? Yes.
Because you got to run the plays that – do you think he's not getting a chance to run plays? Like, was he out there at any point this week against the Bengals, and he's like, you just called what? I never ran that in practice.
Don't you want to maximize what he's doing in his preparation then, if you know he's going to be the starter going forward and you have
no
intention
I don't,
of taking
personally.
Him out now? I mean, I know you don't.
You're asking me.
They do. They've said that's what their plan is.
No, they have said that their plan what did you
is
notice
to start
the word,
Jacoby Brissett.
Did you notice the word that Gerard Mayo used for the quarterback, where he is?
He uses lots of words. You're going to have
in
to be more
wings.
Specific.
When you have a quarterback in the wings, what's that called? Waiting in the wings. Like, there's an implication there that guy is right. It's like he's looking at the stage from behind the curtain, waiting for his cue to come on stage. He's not in the green room. He's not with his feet up in the back. He's ready. He's waiting in the wings. That's the phrase Gerard Mayo chose to use. He's
fair.
In the wings. Correct?
Yeah, that's what that means.
So they want him to play. Their development plan, whatever it is, and we've learned it. Week one of the preseason, it was he gets one series and then he's out of there. I don't care that there's an opportunity to get reps. Nope, we got a plan. And now we've learned week one of the regular season, it's get 30% of their practice reps, while Jacoby Brissett gets 70%, right? So
right.
They seem to have a definitive plan, and that plan has him in the wings.
If
so why
have
would you
a
ever
quarterback,
pull that?
You know, in the wings.
In the wings. In the wings.
Sure.
Listen, I listen to words. Words have meanings. That
I watch games. Games and results have meanings too, Andy. And if they go 3-0, then they're going to have to start and stop thinking about
3-0,
a different way of going about this, I think.
I don't understand the. Hey, they're not going 3-0. Like, there is no shot in hell.
I don't think they are either. I'm saying.
There is.
We're
no
talking
shot.
About if the hypothetical of Brissett is successful, if they continue
then
to
why
win
would you change it
Jacoby
if he's
Brissett.
Successful? He just beat the Jets on Thursday Night Football in a short week, and you're like, you know what we need to do? Change everything we're doing? Why would you change it?
We should give him more reps. We should try and expand the offense. We should try and continue to evolve as an offense. Of course you want to evolve as an offense. Why would you stop and try and stunt? Now you're stunting
Who
Jacoby
said we're
Brissett.
Not evolving as an offense?
I think you would be if you're not giving
one.
Him the full package of reps that you would give to a starter. He's
we already
starter.
Know for a fact they've evolved as an offense because they've added the plays that Alex Van Pelt didn't have at his disposal.
Well, we don't know that. We haven't seen him actually do it yet, but we'll see.
He added something. He said he wrote something on his call sheet. He's got a deeper call sheet this week, so they've evolved. And you naturally evolve as an offense through the course of a season, right? Because every play you ran in week one is now in your game plan, is available. Every play you run in week two, which is a different game plan for Seattle than Bengals, is at your disposal. Week three, you beat the Jets on a short week. That's at your disposal. You're building up a cache of plays to pull from, of experiences to pull from, as opportunities, game plans to pull from. And if it's working to the tune of 3-0 in your weird hypothetical world that has no shot of coming to fruition, I'm just saying that there is no shot. Zero.
All right, I don't think they're going to either. We're talking about a hypothetical. If they continue to be successful and they surprise people and they do that with Jacoby Brissett as a starting quarterback, that stands to reason then that he's going to say, "Hey, guys, let's get me doing the full time starter thing here." And I think he'd have a right to say that.
A right to say that?
Of course
After
he would.
Week one, he barely has a right to keep the job, in my opinion.
Well,
he made
okay.
some good decisions, but
he
didn't really do anything.
He didn't really do much. You're right about that. And there's a lot of other quarterbacks in the league you can say that about, including guys who won their first week too, and guys who were considered much, much better than Jacoby Brissett. But
none of them have the number three pick behind him.
That's
nobody, because all the other good quarterbacks are playing.
Right. Well, they're not playing all that well, but they are playing. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones here, and we'll start with Paul in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Listen, Andy, Arkent.
Yes.
We have three quarterbacks, okay? Three.
Right.
Don't ever forget that. We have three quarterbacks that are mobile. We have three quarterbacks that Milton can be 4th-and-1 in the red zone. We have a young boy that's going to be a superstar for the next 4 or 5 years. But all we right. also have Jacoby Brissett that is a experienced quarterback.
What's the point, Paul?
Now, the point is this. Why do you want to expose in this division? Remember this. In this division, why do you want to expose this young kid? And every show I see that you guys come on, you're always asking Drake May. Why? There's no need for that. You're not a good team as far as your division. There's no need to expose this kid.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. No need to expose him to what exactly? They won their first game. A lot of people are picking them in this, not the sharp bettors, but a lot of people are picking them in this game against Seattle. A lot of
they're
people
on their way
here,
to 3-0.
Certainly are.
Yeah,
they're about to be
3-0, right,
according to this hypothetical that I was trying, the argument I was trying to make. But yeah, I mean, listen, it's not about exposing them to anything. It's about who gives you a better chance to win. And I think at some point they're going to have to decide with the reps and everything else. Like, it's nice to bring a young quarterback along, and it's nice to do that sort of behind the scenes, in the wings, whatever you want to do. But if this season becomes a series, season, then they're going to have to pick one side or the other. I don't think they can do this all year unless they decide to go to Drake May, and if they do, that'll be good. But I don't know that that's necessarily the direction that this is all going towards right now. We'll
so
see.
You hate
I mean,
the plan.
I don't know. I don't know about the plan. I think the plan will be if they go to May and they start, you know, going back to where we think they're going to be and what we predicted they would be at the beginning of the year, which is a lottery team that wins only a handful of games, and that starts to become the weekly thing, then yeah, I think that this plan will be working out fine. But already it seems like people are veering off of that, and people are expecting more from them.
Yeah, but they won one game.
I know.
Like, let's not – and they didn't exactly blow doors. Correct?
No.
That was a very losable game.
It was definitely a losable. They were one nice throw away from probably losing that game on Joe Burrow's part. But the point is, they didn't get that. So, you know, here
no,
we are.
But I'm just saying, like, I like the plan because I think Jacoby Brissett is an experienced veteran quarterback who has limited upside. I think you have limitations in the passing game. You could give him 10,000 reps over the course of the week, and he's still limited. He's still Jacoby Brissett. He's still not going to make a ton of plays through the air. He's still not going to be 400 yards passing. So I don't believe he's hindered all that much by losing a few snaps on the practice field. The risk is very much worth the reward of developing Drake May sooner and better. And if they keep winning, then Jacoby Brissett earns the opportunity to keep playing, right?
Right.
Unless they go down the Dolphins road. Because wasn't Fitzpatrick winning when they put Tua in?
They were 3-3 when Tua first made it.
That sounds about right.
But I think they won the game.
Tua and put Fitzpatrick back in anyway. So yeah, I mean,
but I think they won the game right before they put him in. I need to go back and check that. I think
that sounds right, but I don't totally remember that either. Anyway, 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. We'll continue with your Patriots related phone calls. Brian Frazoco is going to tell you what's trending, and when we come back, we'll take a good long look at the Seattle Seahawks in this week's edition of the Scouting Report. That's coming up right after trending.